It's Tottenham Hotspur. Tottenham Hotspur FC. We're by far the greatest team the world has ever seen. Good morning and welcome to the FDS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 18th of April. And apologies, as you can probably tell, I am far from match fit today. Hopefully it will get better for the weekend, but I'm in a bit of bad shape at the minute. And last night's exploits, well, I don't know, did it help or didn't it help? What an amazing game of football that was. 5 goals in the first 21 minutes, 4-2-2 after, 10-11 minutes. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. And for those of you who've emailed me saying about VAR, and if you read my World Cup PDF, I think it was about the 26th of June version, I'm a strong advocate of VAR, and those who said it's going to stop the controversy or discussions in football, how wrong could you be? What an amazing night, and without doubt the referee and VAR got both decisions right. Whilst the ball may graze Llorente's arm, it is not handball. It also, I think, hits the defender's hand as he's trying to challenge Llorente. It's not ball to hand. He's got his arm tucked in, and it's just bitter sour grapes. And Aguero, while it was inches, was offside. I thought City were fantastic at times last night. The football they play, by far the best team in the Premier League for me, the way they play. But, on the night it turned out that it was Spurs night, and I was put through the ringer. I think that is probably the most nervous I've been watching football for maybe since the 84 UEFA Cup final. It was an absolute shambles, and the tickets I booked on the 12th of December and the hotel room for the final in June the 1st are looking a wise investment at the moment, because they're only going to go up. But yes, we've got to play Ajax, but depends on injuries. We lost Son to a yellow card, which doesn't help the cause, but I think Tottenham can get past Ajax, I really do, so it'll be interesting to see. Bet-wise, been a bit of a damp squib recently. Apologies for that. I mean, obviously nobody could predict that last night. I thought we'd get a good run in the correct score market last night. But the first 10 minutes were so gung-ho. Obviously the horse, I think, was garbage. Yes, there's nothing on today at all. I am going to give you, I'm going to start giving you some horses. These are just to follow. I don't want people to bet these, but it's just for sort of transparency. It's something I've been looking at in the place market, and I'm always a bit wary in April when we're changing from jumps to flat to get too much involved in the horses. But I'm going to start giving you these each day just to follow. I'm not sure whether I'm going to bet them all, or if there's a few selections, I may just stop at a profit on the day and move on, and sort of have a stop loss of two losers or something like that. But I'll give you the horses and we'll see how they go, and then I'll sort of look at it over a bit more time over this next month with a sort of decision for May the 1st. So in the 3:15, I've got no horses to trade. I will keep the trading horses coming, by the way. Just there isn't anything at the minute. It is a lot of horses having their first run on the flat, so we're limited in the form that we've got. But in the 3:15 at Cheltenham, horse big price Casablanca Mix in the place market, there's four to be placed, so just keep an eye on that one, Casablanca Mix. And I'll try and keep the results of these on Twitter as we go as well, if I can. And so the 3:15 Cheltenham Casablanca Mix, and the 4:10 at Newmarket Forest Ranger, a shorter price but three to place in that one. Both of those in the place market are horses for me to keep an eye on. So it's those two. I'll try and put the results on Twitter and follow these, and I'll format a strategy for these if it goes well. I think they've got something about them for the place market, and my historical data looks good. I've been sort of building this tracking system for these for a couple of months, and now we're sort of getting towards the flat getting going. I will start putting these up every day. So yes, we'll put that on. So that is all there is. I mean, all you can do is revel in Spurs. I think if you're a neutral, Spurs versus Ajax is a great semi-final, potential Spurs Barcelona final. I mean, the absolute nightmare for me, obviously, is that Spurs go through, Liverpool go through, I go to Madrid and Liverpool beat us. I mean, that would be absolutely mortifying. I would have to go into hiding for a long period of time. Great that the old Arsenal fans, they're sucking lemons this morning today, aren't they? I mean, Dave will be headbutting walls at work. The West Ham fans, they'll be sucking lemons. Imagine coming to the old Tottenham Hotspur Stadium next season and we're singing Champions of Europe while you're wallowing around at the bottom like you usually do. It's a lovely day, whatever you say, it's a lovely day and it's a fantastic result for football, I think, last night. I did genuinely think City had a chance to do the treble. I think they might give us an absolute pasting on Saturday, which all of a sudden all the Liverpool fans will be Spurs supporters on Saturday. But I think we're going to be down on our knees, and obviously they've only got one thing to focus on. So that's it for today. Did make me laugh. Dionysus last night, the old FC Paella on Twitter, that really got me belly laughing. That was funny, that tweet. So I will be back tomorrow. We'll have a full program of football. Hopefully I'll be feeling a bit better over the weekend. And as I say, next week I've got some I'll do a couple of podcasts with a bit more betting sort of theory and advice and ways to help you guys. You know, it's the areas that you get wrong that we're going to look at, and ignoring the fucking statisticians who need 40,000 billion lines of analysis to tell them that something doesn't work. As I say, the game isn't like that. The game is about really how you handle yourself, and there's plenty of markets where there's money to be made, which hopefully you'll learn in that over a period of time. So have a great Thursday. Enjoy it's the old Mickey Mouse League tonight, isn't it? Let's have a look at those. I forgot about that. See, can't even be bothered to look at them anymore. Right, sorry, hang on a minute, let's just have a look. Chelsea 1.33. And Frankfurt are half decent price. I priced that up on Tuesday actually, and Frankfurt half decent price against Benfica, 1.85. Napoli are too short against Arsenal, 1.73. And the other game, yeah, I would expect Valencia to win. If I'm calling that tonight, Chelsea win, Frankfurt win. I think Arsenal may win or draw. And I would expect Valencia to beat Villarreal. But it's the Mickey Mouse stuff. I won't be getting involved. They tried to pipe up last night. Stick to your Thursdays. We'll be watching, I don't know, what should we put on tonight? A little bit of Emmerdale or something like that. Anyway, have a wonderful Thursday. And I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully feeling a bit better. But everything will be processed as normal. We'll have the ultimate PDFs and everything else out. Have a great Thursday, and I'll speak to you soon.